Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form what Paul says. And I just feel the emotion in his words, because he says the reason Jesus came was to break down this wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, to form one new, it says in the Greek, not one new man, it says one new humanity, which will make a full dwelling place of God by his Spirit. And we're coming into that time right now. Now, my guest is Dr. Cindy Trim, and I'm so excited about the tools that they are going to move you to a point where you've always wanted to be. You see, it's time that you reverse the perpetual cycle of disorder, or you're going to continue to experience the cycle of defeat and failure. And with her book, Commanding Your Morning, especially, and the two CDs, these prophetic prayers that if they just are in the atmosphere of your home, the whole atmosphere is going to change. Your whole morning, your whole day is going to change. And then you repeat them. And she says that after 30 days of doing this, that it will be a complete revolution in your walk with the Lord. And I can understand that. And Cindy, you said something that was so powerful. You call it the 1 to 365 day ratio. Explain that to me.
Yes. When we look at the children of Israel, people think that God arbitrarily just said, okay, we're going to take you into the wilderness for 40 years. But if you read in scriptures in the book of Numbers, he said for every day that you spoke negatively, you are going to take your life into a year's worth of negative occurrences. And people don't see the correlation between their mouth, what they're speaking out of their mouth. They don't see the correlation between their words and the reality in their world. And we often miss that. And a lot of people in this world are looking for a way to change their lives. And they're spending an exorbitant amount of money to try to find ways to find success and prosperity and happiness. But the power for change is in our mouth. And we don't have to pay for this. We don't have to pay to think. We don't have to pay to speak. If we change our words, we could change the reality in our world. The power for prosperity is in your mouth. The power for health and healing is in your mouth. The power for successful ministry, a successful marriage, a successful business, a successful relationship, whatever you need, the power is in your mouth. We can become our own prophets. We could speak positively over our lives and over our children, and we can see positive change by just changing our words. And when we change our words, we change the reality in our world.
Well, speaking of thoughts and words, tell me about the founding of Wendy's.
Yes, a lot of people don't know that Dave Thomas was a Christian. And when he was a kid, he imagined himself owning a burger restaurant as a kid. And on November the 15th, 1969, he actually opened his first Wendy's. And Dave says that if you can see something in your mind, you can achieve it. And this is the power of harnessing our thought life, because our thoughts fuel our words, and our words fuel the reality of our world.
You know, Cindy, there is a presence of God that has just come into this studio, and I believe that you can move in the gift of prophecy right now.
Yes, yes.
Right this moment.
We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And I speak into your situations and circumstance to people that are listening. And I decree greatness over your life. And I decree healing over your life. I speak that circumstances and situations in your life are turning around for good. I believe that God is going to do something for you as you learn the discipline of harnessing your words. I believe that God is going to turn circumstances and situations around, not only in your life, but in your marriage, in your body, in your children's lives. I believe that the blessing of the Lord is coming upon you, and that you are going to be blessed. I believe and decree and declare blessings over your life socially, blessings over your life financially, blessings over your ministry, over your business economically. I believe that things are turning around, that the tides are turning in your favor. I speak blessings over your life behaviorally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, biochemically, neurologically, systemically, molecularly, cellularly, skeletally, anatomically. I believe that a miracle is coming into your life. I believe that you are going to experience a hormonal turnaround, epidermically miracle, nutritionally, culturally, globally, electrically, educationally, technologically, muscularly. I believe that God is still a God of miracles. I speak miracles into your life. I speak favor into your life, supernatural favor. I decree that even businesses and business contracts, things that have been held up, I believe that you are not going to break down in this season. You are going to experience a breakthrough, that negative cycles are going to turn into positive cycles. I believe that you are going to experience success in this season. I believe that you are the head and not the tail. You are first and not last. You are above and not beneath. I believe that the hand of the Lord is coming upon you. I believe that you are going to experience advances, raises, bonuses, and in spite of what has been negatively prognosticated, I believe that God is going to turn things around for you. I believe that in spite of recession, I believe that your business is going to thrive, your marriage is going to thrive, your children are going to thrive, and with God, all things are possible. I speak health into your mind, that you are receiving healthy thoughts. I believe that this is a season where we are going to see God move on your behalf. I prophesy a season of miracles. I prophesy that your name, the stigma attached to your name, that God is going to remove the negative stigmas. And I believe that your name is going to be associated with greatness and morality and ethics and wisdom. I believe that we are coming into a time where we are going to see the hand of God do supernatural things in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that as you pick up this book and as you begin to decree positive things over your life, I believe that darkness is going to be removed from your life and there is going to be light and there is going to be a turnaround. And I believe that as you accept the Lord as your Savior and accept Jesus as the Messiah, I believe that circumstances would turn around for the good for you. I believe that there is going to be supernatural provisions, sudden surprises, sustainable glory, that He is going to begin to do the exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. I speak new cycles of victory, new cycles of success, new cycles of prosperity, and they are replacing old cycles of failure, old cycles of poverty, and old cycles of death in your life, that this is a season of refreshing, that God will place you on the cutting edge. I believe that God is going to turn the negative around into something that is positive, and all things will work together for good.
You know, Cindy, as you were proclaiming that, the atmosphere was getting so wonderful around me. I started moving in words of knowledge, and I know that there is someone whose right wrist you have a problem with. If you will move your right wrist, you'll see all the pain is gone. Even the bone has been restored in Jesus' name. And there's something wrong with your left finger. If you will bend your left finger, you'll see that there's no more pain in it. And also on your left ear, be open in Jesus' name. The ringing go in Jesus' name. And I pray that your ears would be open to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Is God showing you anything else, Cindy?
Yes. even as God healed me from just a negative word that I spoke in ignorance concerning my chest and concerning my life, I believe that there are people that have spoke death wishes over their lives and did not even know that it was coming to pass. But I see that God is releasing and loosing people from spirits of infirmities, pain in the knee and a pain in the chest. I see that God is healing individuals from heart attacks. And I believe that God is doing creative miracles right now. What pharmaceuticals could not do. I believe that there is a miracle that is happening, and you will no longer have to take those pills for rheumatoid arthritis. I see God healing the heart and healing the chest, and the pain is going right now. And I believe that individuals that are suffering from slipped or herniated discs and chronic neck pain, I see that the pain is going, and I decree that the pain is, you are being freed from herniated discs and slipped discs and chronic neck pain and chronic back pain. I see the Lord healing you now in Jesus' name.
I urge you to get Cindy Trim's book, Commanding Your Morning. It's a hardback book, and this two CDs. Play this constantly. How would you like those positive affirmations based on the promises of the Word of God saturating your atmosphere? Both available for a gift of $35. It's the Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has kept you. The Lord has caused His countenance to shine upon you and smile upon you. The Lord has granted you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ve'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.